Ever dream of getting a little something back from the tax man? Well, this deep dive into medical expense deductions might just hold the key, especially after all those IRS guidelines you shared. Let's see if we can turn those medical bills into some tax relief, shall we?
It's like finding that forgotten 20 in your winter coat. Always a good feeling. You'd be surprised how many people overlook this deduction
Really?
and leave money on the table.
Wow. Okay, so medical expense deductions. It sounds pretty straightforward, but I know the IRS loves to throw in some curveballs. What's the basic idea here?
Basically, deducting certain medical costs from your income,
Okay.
which could mean a smaller tax bill. But, and this is a big but, there's a hurdle to clear. It's called the AGI threshold.
Right, because nothing's ever easy with taxes, is it?
Adjusted gross income. For most folks, you can only deduct medical expenses that exceed 10% of your AGI.
Okay.
So let's imagine, just as an example, your AGI is $50,000.
Okay.
You would need over $5,000 in eligible expenses
Wow.
before that deduction kicks in. Your income level really plays a huge role here. A higher AGI means needing even higher medical expenses to make itemizing worthwhile.
Makes sense. So someone with a lower income might hit that threshold more easily with medical bills,
Exactly.
while someone with a higher income might need some seriously high expenses to make a dent.
Precisely. And this is where the choice between itemized deductions versus the standard deduction comes into play.
Ah, yes, the annual tax season dilemma. Remind us what those numbers look like again for 2024.
Well, for those filing single in 2024, the standard deduction sits at $14,600. Married couples filing jointly get $29,200.
Yeah.
Itemizing only makes sense if your eligible expenses exceed these amounts. So, yeah, you might need a considerable stack of medical bills. Let's say, for instance, you're single and your eligible medical expenses are $5,000.
Yeah.
In that scenario, you'd be better off taking the standard deduction
Right.
because it's significantly higher.
Okay, so we're talking about potentially big medical bills.
Yeah.
What exactly counts as a qualified medical expense in the eyes of the IRS? Besides the obvious stuff like doctor visits
Here.
and prescriptions,
With a crawl.
what else is in the mix?
You'd be surprised. The IRS casts a pretty wide net. You mentioned travel for medical care.
Right.
That includes mileage, parking fees, even tolls.
Yeah.
Had to stay overnight for treatment far from home. Lodging costs might be deductible too. That's one many people miss.
That's a great point. Got to track those miles
Yes?
and keep those hotel receipts. What about health insurance premiums?
Absolutely. However, that excludes any pre-tax contributions made through an employer-sponsored plan. So it's mainly for those who purchase their own insurance.
Gotcha. And now for the curveball, our source mentioned COVID-related costs. Is that for real?
It is. Unreimbursed costs from COVID-19 testing and treatment are often deductible. Think tests, treatments, even some preventative measures that your insurance didn't fully cover.
Okay.
But always check with your insurance provider first.
Right.
Many covered a wider range of COVID-related costs during the pandemic.
This is where those receipts become absolutely crucial.
Yeah, got it. Documentation is key when it comes to the IRS. A shoebox full of receipts isn't ideal.
Right.
You want those records organized, clearly labeled, and easily accessible in case you ever face an audit.
Speaking of keeping things tidy, are there any expenses that people often think count, but the IRS would laugh them out of the tax office for even suggesting?
Oh, absolutely. The IRS can be quite particular about what qualifies. That gym membership you're convinced is essential for your well-being,
Right.
not happening.
Okay.
And those over-the-counter meds you swear by,
Yeah.
gone, but not forgotten during tax season.
Right.
Unless it's insulin.
Okay.
That's an exception for obvious reasons. And while we're busting myths, cosmetic surgery,
Yeah.
unless it's reconstructive surgery for a medical reason, the IRS isn't too sympathetic there either.
It's like they have a sixth sense for those questionable deductions. So we've covered the basics and some surprises. What else did our deep dive into IRS guidelines uncover?
Well, remember how taxes love to keep things interesting.
Always.
It's not just the federal rules you have to consider.
Right.
Your state might have its own set of guidelines, too.
Ah, yes, the joys of state taxes. What should our listeners keep in mind here?
Some states have a lower AGI threshold than the federal one.
Okay.
This means you might be able to deduct expenses on your state return, even if they don't make the cut on your federal one. It's worth checking out the specific rules for your state. You never know what you might find.
think globally, deduct locally, right?
Exactly.
Now, our source also touched on filing status and how that can influence these deductions. Break it down for our married listeners.
Right. This is where things can get a bit tricky for couples.
Yeah.
Filing separately. Okay. Could be advantageous in some cases, especially if one spouse has significantly higher medical expenses. Hmm. However, and this is a big however, filing separately can disqualify you from certain other tax breaks. It's a classic tax dilemma. Potential benefits tangled up with potential drawbacks.
Talk about a balancing act. So it seems like personalized advice is key here.
Absolutely. Taxes, as we've seen, are complex, and everyone's situation is unique. If any of this feels overwhelming, or if you have even a sliver of doubt, don't hesitate to reach out to a tax professional. They can provide tailored guidance based on your specific circumstances. Consider it an investment in peace of mind, especially during tax season.
Couldn't agree more. Speaking of peace of mind, we've compiled links to all the resources mentioned in this deep dive, along with some handy IRS publications. You can find them in the show notes.
And don't forget, knowledge is power when it comes to navigating the world of taxes. The more informed you are, the better equipped you'll be to maximize your deductions and potentially keep more of your hard-earned money.
It really struck me as we were going through all this how important it is to really scrutinize those expenses.
Yeah.
It's easy to just assume something doesn't count without really digging deeper.
It's like they say one person's trash is another person's tax deduction.
Right.
Maybe not exactly, but you get the idea.
Exactly. The key takeaway here is to familiarize yourself with those IRS guidelines.
Right.
You might be surprised by what you find hiding in your medical bills. And hey, if you're ever unsure, a quick call to a tax professional can clear things up and potentially save you some money.
For sure.
It's all about being proactive.
Yeah.
And informed. This deep dive has been eye-opening, to say the least.
It has been.
And who knew we'd find so many twists and turns in the world of medical expenses?
I know, right?
Remember, everyone's situation is unique, so arm yourself with information.
Yes.
Seek expert advice when needed. And happy deducting. We'll catch you on our next deep dive into the fascinating world of, well, you'll just have to tune in to find out.